Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Ann Landers, the famous advice columnist, whose column ran in hundreds of newspapers coast to coast, gave a lot of advice, most of it quite good. Near the end of her long and illustrious career, someone asked her, "After all these years of giving advice, if you could give people just one piece of advice, what would it be?" And she said, "If I could give people one piece of advice, I would tell them to be more forgiving." More forgiving. We're going to be talking about how forgiveness heals relationships and marriages.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Increase Your Faith. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to talk to you about some of the most important things that you need to know. And the first thing that you need to know is that it is not okay to resent other people or to resent anything. It is not okay. And there are several reasons why it's not okay, but let's begin with the very first reason that you need to know. It is not okay because it's wrong. Now, there are standards for human behavior, and those standards are determined by our Creator. He made everything to have its own nature, and its own nature determines how it shall be. A bunny rabbit is a bunny rabbit, and that's what it is. And all the things that you see bunny rabbits do, and how cute they are, and how they run and hop, and how they nibble on things, and run through the grass, and all the things that bunny rabbits do, that's what a bunny rabbit is. And a squirrel is a squirrel, and cannot not be a squirrel. A squirrel can only do what squirrels do. Now, human beings are unique in the creation because we have a sort of a choice factor. And you can see very well when you go out into the world, you can see how people violate what they were supposed to be. You, for example, may have a friend, or maybe when you were in high school, you had a friend, and she was your friend, or he was your friend, and they were kind of cool, and you liked them. But they started to do bad things, and you couldn't understand why they did those things, and they got in a lot of trouble. Or maybe you did bad things, and you couldn't understand why you were doing bad things. And then maybe, if you're older, if you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, you encounter someone that you used to know, and they've changed. They're not the same anymore. They don't look good, and everything about them is different. Something has gone wrong, and somehow you sensed that they're not what they were supposed to be. So what happened? How can a bunny rabbit cannot not be a bunny rabbit, but a human cannot be what a true human is supposed to be. The most human person who lived as a human should live, and never failed, that was Christ. And down through the centuries, there have been people who have been noble. There's the word, noble. And maybe you've known someone in your life who was noble. They were never out of character. They set a good example, simply because they were what they were supposed to be, and they couldn't be out of character. Yeah, they could be, but they weren't. They didn't. And it was beautiful. And when somebody does something out of character, it's a shock. Okay? Now, let us now continue with our discussion. I began by saying that there are certain things that you need to know, and I said one of them is that it's not okay to resent. When you resent, you are going to be out of character. You cannot be a noble person and resent. It's that simple.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Let me go right ahead and say it. We were meant to be noble. We were meant to be gracious. We were meant to be courageous. You knew that when you were a kid. When you were a teenager, you knew that it was noble. You admired people who were brave, who were courageous, who helped other people. You liked people that were kind and good-natured and who weren't rigid and who had understanding. You knew that's the way it was supposed to be. And you said in your heart, you say, that's the way I'm going to be. I'm never going to become mean-like. I'm never going to become vicious and cruel-like. I'm never going to be phony-like. I'm never going to hurt my kids-like. That's what you said. And you meant it. You meant it. But then you went out in the world, and it got to you. It began to chip away at you. It tested you. And it seemed like the things in the world, the people in the world, were relentless. There was always a subtle pressure to give in and do something wrong. There was always a temptation to become angry, to become judgmental, to become resentful, to throw in the towel, to say, what's the use? Everybody's doing it. Why should I be good? Try to be a goody two-shoes when everybody else is cheating a little bit, lying a little bit. Everybody else is doing drugs. Everybody else is out to get their own, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the line that was voiced verbally and subliminally and in advertisements and in people. See, everywhere you went, that's kind of was the hidden message. And when anybody... When you caught somebody doing something wrong, you caught somebody doing something that wasn't right or wasn't fair, even some little thing, they made an excuse or justified what they were doing. Now, isn't that proof that somehow we know that we're supposed to be noble and that we're not supposed to do wrong things? The very fact that we make an excuse, see, is proof that we know that we have to defend somehow what we know is not right, or we justify. What do they say? The truth is self-evident. So if you didn't do something that wasn't quite 100% right, then why would you have to justify it? You see what I mean? All right, so I think you got the idea that as you went along in life, it began to get to you. And as time went by, you began to give in a little bit here, and you gave way a little bit there, and you relented a little bit here, and you went along a little bit there. You went along to get some advantage, to be popular, to not rock the boat. See? And every time you gave in and went along and did something that wasn't 100% what you knew in your heart was right, then you changed a little bit. So there again is proof positive that another proof, and this time it's a proof that the Garden of Eden is a true story, because when Adam sinned, when Adam made a big mistake, and what did he do? He doubted God, and he did what he knew he wasn't supposed to do. All right. And then what happened when he did that? He changed. He changed. His relationship with God changed, but he changed physically. He degenerated. He devolved. See, he fell away from the noble person that he was. He fell to being, to become more animal, more bestial. See, he fell, and he fell to emotions, to anger, rage, lust. And he became subject, and I could go down a long list.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
The Garden of Eden is a true story because when Adam sinned, he changed. I could go down a long list. If you want to know more, just get my books. It's all there. Well, you don't have to get my books. Just open up the Bible and read it with open eyes. See it for yourself, not what somebody else is telling you. See it, read it with fresh eyes. Read the beginning, the very beginning, the story of Adam and Eve. And maybe you'll flash in a lightning flash, you'll see. You'll say, wow, that's the story of my parents, my dad's life. He failed. He got angry. See, he was a cool guy. He was a really cool guy. But he got angry. He became resentful at work. Somebody else was promoted instead of him. Or my mom kept giving him a hard time, and he got angry at my mom and resented her. And then he changed. He devolved. He deteriorated. See? And that's the story of your mom. See? What happened to her? She resented your dad. She hated men for having failed her, beginning with her father, for never having love for her, for using her. She hated them. She resented them and judged them. And she fell and failed. And she deteriorated. I could go down a long list of various ways in which we deteriorate, and I'm not going to do it. You can see it before your very eyes, and then look in the mirror. That's what happened to you. You did something that you shouldn't do, and you changed for the worse. It's written into our genes, into our spiritual DNA, and it's written in the first book of the Bible. You can see it before your very eyes and look in the mirror and see yourself, how you've changed. Now let's get back to what I began to say in the very beginning. I have to keep it simple. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. You still don't get it anyway. But some of you might get it. You might get it. Maybe this program goes out. You know, I was adding up the other day. You know, a station here, a station there. I added them up, and it's by design. My goal has been to reach the most number of people on the radio, on Christian radio. And I added up the numbers the other day, and the markets where I am have a potential, what's the word they use? Listenership of over 60 million people. 60 million people, possibly. Most of them aren't listening to Christian radio. And then the ones that are, they may not hear it when I'm there. When I'm there, they might turn me off. But there may be a few of the 60 million that actually hear me. And then of those that actually hear me, maybe just one or two respond. See? And they are blessed. Yeah, they are. They're blessed. To be able to see, to recognize the truth and respond to it. It's beautiful. All right. Now, so what I was saying, I began with something very simple. I said that it is wrong to resent other people. Now you can see why it's wrong. You know in your heart You know in your heart that resenting people is not right. You know it. And when you see other people who are resentful, you know they're doing something wrong. Wrong because it hurts them. How many of you have had a friend and she was resentful and angry and hurt, which means resentful? Yeah, somebody hurt her, but the resentment is what was hurting her the most of all. What do they say? It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it. That's the big thing. Well, resentment. What is it? It's not loving. Humans were meant to love. When you love, you are honest. When you love, you have courage. When you love, you are helpful. You forgive. You overlook. So when you are resentful, you are not overlooking. You are judging. You are hating. And you are not loving. And so you're denying yourself being a human being because humans were meant to love. Do you understand? So it's that simple. You're hurting yourself when you resent. And I could make many programs about all the different ways. But the other day, I was there, and somebody said something that sounded right, but it wasn't. And it was a game that they've played for years, a way of trapping you. If you go along with what they said, then you're going along with what's not true. But if you try to argue with them about what they said, then they twist it to make it look like you're wrong and you're being mean. And it's like a trap. You know, what's the old expression? You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. So it's a trap. It's like a conundrum. I remember when I was a kid, this is thinking back now. This is way before any of your times probably. But when I was a little kid, you could go there used to be a store called Crest. It was like Woolworth. And they had lots and lots and lots, probably like the Dollar Tree and, you know, that type of thing now. They had just tons, lots and lots of stuff. But they used to have something for kids. It was like a little novelty toy. And they were like woven bamboo. And they were like little tubes that were woven. So you put one finger in one end and one finger on the other. And then when you pulled your fingers apart, it got tighter and tighter. I don't know if any of you know what I mean, but it got tighter and tighter. And so it was like a paradoxical. When you tried to get loose, it got tighter. You were more trapped. So people get us into these kind of traps where when you try to get, the more you try to wiggle out, the more you're trapped. And so there I was, and I saw that what the person was saying wasn't true, but I didn't want to argue with them on the one hand, but I didn't want to go along on the other, and it was trapped. And I think I experienced a little bit of resentment in my mind, and I immediately felt the freedom go away. Freedom goes away when you resent. Before you resent, you're free to do what's wise, to do what's right, to say yes or to say no. You're free. But when you resent, freedom is gone, and now you either conform or rebel, but either way, you're not free. You're forced to conform or forced to rebel, and the freedom is gone. So with every little resentment, your freedom is gone.
Christ said, "You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself." If you were to do that, you would have a problem-free existence. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Your stress symptoms would go away. Things might happen in the world that would concern you, but not worry you. We were made to express our Creator, be an extension of Him, and to express truth. You must re-find intuition so you can wordlessly know what is right. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So, now that you understand that, I think you can see why indulging resentment is not a good idea. Here's an example. Let's say that you go somewhere and there's a whole bunch of candies there. Oh, I guess you could have one candy. But if you indulge yourself, this candy and then that candy and then this candy and that one and this one and that one and that one and this one, I think you can see why it's not a good idea. It's going to hurt you in the long run. So, the same with resentment. It's not a good idea. You want to be free to love, free to be a human, and you don't want to deteriorate more. And when you discover that it's the person that you're living with makes you resentful, and then you look in the mirror and you see lines on your face, and you see how you've deteriorated, then just see that and realize it's true, but don't resent them for that. See what I mean? And then don't resent yourself for having failed. And don't resent anybody, including yourself. Just see what is true and bear it. And then you can find your way back. See, that's the beautiful part. See, what's really beautiful is that the whole history of God's relating to people, it's a love story. He loves us, and some of us yearn for him. That's about the only love we can do for him. Until we know him, we yearn for something good and something pure, and we yearn for him. And when we begin to find him and realize that he loves us, it means the best for us. And then we start to appreciate the things that he would like us to do, not because we have to, but because it's just good. It's just good, that's all. It's like a beautiful sunny day. Okay, it just is beautiful and sunny. For no particular reason, it just is. All right? So the things that God has for us to do, they just are good. And because we love him, we want to do them and all that. So I think I made my point. Resentment is not good. Yeah, you can resent, but you shouldn't. And I want you to just see that. And also see that you are resentful. Some of you are resentful and you don't see it. You don't want to admit it, and so you just don't see it. And you go off and you do all kinds of things for people, mostly out of guilt, mostly to compensate. You resent your kids for asking you for stuff, and then you do for them, and then they become spoiled. See, and then you resent them for that. And then you do more and more for them, and then they reject you because you're doing too much for them, and then you resent them for that. And then, see, just see that you are resentful. You resent your husband, you resent your wife, you resent your work. Learn to go through life without resenting anybody or anything. And God will then, he will see that. And then he will help you. He wants you to take the first little teeny weeny step and just see that resentment is not right. And the next time you see resentment rising, just let it pass. Bear the moment without resenting, and he will see that also. And he will help you. He will give you patience. He will give you the understanding that you don't have. You'll see that you need it, and he'll give it to you.
Hi. My name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles. Have you heard about Roland's new sitting quietly exercise? You all know biofeedback for calming down and de-stressing. Well, that is what Roland's sitting quietly exercise is. But Roland says that it is also very spiritual. And the spirituality is in its simplicity. Why not check it out? Just go to sheddingshackles.com and look for sitting quietly. Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out sitting quietly? It's totally free. What are you waiting for? Why not start managing stress today?
And just see that resentment is not right. And the next time you see resentment rising, just let it pass. Bear the moment without resenting. And he will see that also. And he will help you. He will give you patience. He will give you the understanding that you don't have. You'll see that you need it, and he'll give it to you. So it's beautiful. So your recovery starts when you begin to watch for resentment and let it pass. And I'm not saying that you just say, well, from now I'm not going to resent anybody. No, no, no. It's in each moment. Life is like calculus, okay? You look at the instantaneous velocity. You look at the little tiny moment. You chop the whole thing up into a little tiny piece. Every moment. What did Goethe say? Every second is a miniature minute. Every minute is a miniature hour. Every hour is a miniature day. Every day is a miniature year. Every year is a miniature lifetime. You start with each moment. And each moment, when you see the resentment, you see it and let it pass. Start to do that, and you'll be on your way.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo,